With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction is still pouring in after Colorado's Supreme Court this week ruled former President Trump may not be on the ballot next year due to his role in the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky says the court misread Section 3 of the 14th Amendment in disqualifying Mr. Trump.
That term, officer of the United States, does not apply to individuals who are elected. It only applies to people who are appointed.
And the ruling marks the first time in history Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Holiday travel expected to hit its peak today. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says more flight passengers are getting where they need to go.
Even during the busiest days of Thanksgiving, travel cancellations stayed below 1%. In fact, so far this year, I don't want to jinx us, but so far, 2023 has seen the lowest cancellation rate in the last 5 years.
Airlines say they're confident they can't handle the crowds, but it could come down to the weather in some areas of the country. Texas has begun flying migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border to Chicago. Governor Greg Abbott's office says the first flight this week carried more than 120 people, a week after Chicago took a tougher stance against the buses that have been heading north. The Israel-Hamas conflict is getting plenty of attention from one prominent media source.
The war between Israel and Hamas has also been fought on social media, with angry, passionate views traded between both sides. There's also been a constant flow of misinformation in a propaganda war that's seen social media platforms trying to disentangle what's permissible to say from what is not. Human Rights Watch says it's documented more than 1,000 cases that show censorship and constant suppression on both Instagram and Facebook.
That's BBC Sebastian Usher, and this is SRN News. A Georgia church is delivering a lot of Christmas presents this year.
Kingdom Life Christian Fellowship in Savannah has given away more than 1,000 gift cards and packages of groceries to poor families in the city. Pastor Charles Roberson tells the Christian Post, quote, "We were able to serve everyone who showed up, and according to our records, there were 736 cars, 1,200 boxes of groceries, 1,528 gifts, and hundreds of gift cards." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state law allows abortions up until 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. His plan would put the decision on the ballot in a statewide election, but first it would need to be passed by the Republican-controlled legislature. This is SRN News. A tiny chair made out of plywood and wheels is helping some special needs toddlers become more active.
19-month-old Elijah Jack of New Roads, Louisiana, becomes giddy with excitement when his mom, Crystal, puts him in his mobility chair. Elijah was born with no femur bone in one leg and a short femur in the other. But in the tiny chair, he can turn, stop, and steer on his own. Its simple construction is by biomedical students at Tulane University, who are partnering with the nonprofit Make Good. Platt says medical insurance usually doesn't cover the cost of a wheelchair for a child, unless there's sufficient evidence that the child can use it effectively. The mobility chairs provide that evidence. I'm Donna Warder.
Animal shelters around the country are overcrowded and bursting at the seams. Operators say they think the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs. More details at srnnews.com.